Good morning, all you diners and travelers of the world. And good morning to Peter.
All you diners and travelers now. Boy,
we're just getting a little casual.
Oh, we are? Okay, yeah. Well, I guess...
And we have kind of a put-together program having to do with products.
We always have a put-together program.
Where? That's true.
And the only question is whether it has anything to do with anything that people are interested in, but they're sure going to be interested in all of these delicious and natural products. I think that was the theme we decided upon for this week.
Yeah, and, well, it gets a little broader, but it's all in that same line of natural, healthful, eco-friendly, green, that sort of thing.
And there's tell you the truth, there's also another reason why we get interested in product at this particular time of the year, because the grand kahuna, or the big mama of all trade shows about specialty food products, happens to take place around this time of the year in New York City, where they fill the Javits Center from wall to wall. So we've been...
Now on three floors instead of two.
Yeah, so we've been researching the kinds of products that are going to be on display then. Some of the people we're going to introduce to you in today's program are people who look like they're some of the most interesting. We found them so interesting that we got some of their product in already, and we've had a chance to sample it. So we got a chance to have them interview with us so that we can bring them to you ahead of the event itself.
Now, this next product, the first product up, is one that I'm just absolutely rapturous about. It's called Jennerized, and I can't get enough of it. We're going to have to actually start buying this and stocking the refrigerator.
Yeah, this is a funny one for Anne to choose, because sodas and juices are really not ordinarily in her category, but as you'll hear from the interview, these are not just your ordinary juices.
On the menu, was so excited to encounter Felix Sebefia, who has a product that's just absolutely out of this world. He's a finalist in the Fancy Food Show, and his company is called, it's a little bit complicated, to Gingernize, which is, as I understand it, a sort of a combination of ginger and energize. Is that correct? And welcome, Felix.
Thank you. Yes, it is a combination of ginger and energize. And my wife, actually, Salima, is the one who came up with this product. We both of us actually grew up in West Africa. I'm more from Ghana, between Ghana and Togo, and she's from Ivory Coast.
Ah.
And she grew up with in a family, and they have a family recipe using ginger. And as growing up, she was the one in the house that actually had the responsibility of making this juice. So over time, she kind of developed this family recipe and matured it and come up with her new flavors. And about a couple of years ago, we having friends over all the time. The older friends just love the juices, and they asked her if she could start something with it. So we started a company about 2 years ago, and we came up with 9 different flavors. And we have certainly have a lot more flavors, but we're kind of stuck on 9 for now. And we decided about after 2 years to participate in the Sophie Award competition.
Well, I give it a good shot, I must say.
we
sample a lot of products, but this one just absolutely, I just adore it.
Can we take a step back? Are drinks made from ginger? I mean, is ginger native to Ivory Coast, and is it a typical thing that people would make drinks from it?
Yes, absolutely. You probably know the history of ginger started in China about 5,000 years ago when it was discovered. And it actually went along the trade route throughout the world, and mostly because of the proper health benefits of ginger. So throughout the year, ginger was traded along with coffee and other goods. And it reaches Africa quite a long time ago, and was integrated into the culture. And over there, they use ginger a lot, mostly in juices, and they make it on special occasion, like wedding and baptism and coming out party and things like that. And basically, it's just part of the culture, and they use a lot of it.
So what your wife, whose name I can't pronounce, I won't begin to
Salima.
Pronounce. What Salima did was, she said, ginger is great, but energy drinks are also great, so it would be a good idea to combine them. And that's really brilliant.
Yes, exactly. That's how she come up with it. Energy drinks are something, but some of the energy drinks, most of them are
caffeine and sugar.
Yes, caffeine and sugar, but you want to have an energy that will give you, that is actually natural enough for you to take other benefits besides the energy. And it's well known that ginger has a great number of health benefits, and most of them were empirical benefits, but now it's been studied scientifically, and some of the benefits are ginger, it's a great antioxidant. It actually, through that, the property of an antioxidant, it has been shown in a study that it can lower cholesterol. It can actually also reduce the formation of plaque in the artery, plaque that causes most of the time heart attack and stroke. And also, ginger is a great anti-tumor. It has been shown in study in laboratory that actually some of the main ingredients specific to ginger, which is a scientific name of 6-gingerol and 6-paradol, actually very, very good anti-tumor. They actually stop proliferation of tumor and force cells that are supposed to die, and they don't die and can turn into cancer cells, actually force those cells in laboratory to die. So it's a good anti-tumor. It can also good anti-inflammatory.
That's the one I'm looking at, because I have arthritis. So.
Well, see, the other thing that's really good, and this is what Anne picked up on as well. I mean, not only is it healthy, but unlike cod liver oil, which is also healthy, it also tastes good. So.
Yeah, exactly. The taste is something else also on the top of it. So basically, she came up with this idea to have this combination of the benefits that we can get out of the fresh juices, and add the benefits of ginger on the top of it. And as we know, ginger is a spice, and as a spice, it's pretty spicy, basically. And if you actually want to have a certain quantity of ginger, eating the ginger roots, it will take you quite a lot of ginger roots to get the same benefits if you squeeze it and get 100% juice. So that's the benefits of actually juicing ginger versus eating ginger by itself, because we all know that it's a lot easier to get more out of juice when it comes to the nutrient than getting out of fruits. Sure, you can drink 10 apples. If you drink a juice made out of 10 apples, it's a lot easier than eating 10 apples. So basically, that's the cover. And the benefits on ginger that we can take out of that in the juice form, it's really a lot easier to have and to enjoy.
Now, where are you making your product?
So we are located down in San Diego, California.
Okay. All right.
In Ocean Beach. It's a small community right next to on the beach. And we have our facility there. It's been FDA approved and everything, and we've been making the product there.
Well, that's wonderful.
Now, the one that actually is up for the award is Ginger Lemonade Rush, which is amazingly refreshing. It's wonderful.
I did discover something for some of my moods. The flavor, I mean, the flavor is delicious, but the flavor is a little intense. But if you add sparkling water to it, it's just excellent.
Yes, some of our customers actually do that. They basically buy the product. If they feel like it's a little strong for them, they can add sparkling water or put some ice in it or dilute it in some form to consume it. But in each bottle of 16 ounce, we have about less than an ounce of ginger, which is, we feel like is good enough to actually give on a daily basis the benefits that that ginger have.
Now, how do people find out more, and where can they buy?
Right now, they can go on our website. It's a www.gingernice, GINGERN, as in Nancy, IZE.com. So we have all kind of information about the juice, the product, and they also can email us if they have a question or concern or suggestion. We welcome every information we can get from our customers or people that are interested in the product, and then we can respond to them. Right now, the product is available in Southern California, so we're working with some of the distributors to make it available nationwide, because you know, the demand has been tremendous.
Well, can you order it right off the Internet?
Yes, you can certainly order right off the Internet. So we're working with our webmaster to set up everything so people can actually order directly from the Internet. So we have actually received a request for our juice as far away from Jordan.
Jordan?
So, yes. So this is a company there that wanted to order a couple containers of the juices.
No. Tell me this, Felix. What did you do before this?
So before that, I was in the science research business.
You sound like a scientist. That's why that's why I asked.
So I worked for over 15 years as a scientist for several different pharmaceutical companies, and my area of expertise was in drug development, and I was focusing on some of the diseases such as cancer and metabolic diseases and inflammation and so forth.
Well, you know of what you speak then.
Yes.
And I just wish you the best of luck. I think you've got a real winner in this project.
Well, we'll be expecting to see you going up to get a trophy, I guess, just only about 10 days from now.
Yeah,
and,
thank you very much.
And we'll hope to see you in New York. And thank you so much for joining the program.
Yeah, and hello to your wife. She's a genius.
I will. Thank you very much.
Congratulations to you on marrying her.
Thank you.
It takes two
to make things really different.
Okay. Thank you, Felix.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, while I go and grab some more of this wonderful ginger stuff, I feel healthy drinking it, Rabbit.
Yeah, she's so cheeky. She's going to sneak away from the show right now and have a fix,
a ginger fix.
A fix of ginger and something else to make her dynamic. What's the other energy? It's a combination of energy and ginger.
Yeah, and it does something for some glowing organs. And
so we'll have to report later on in the program we'll give you a immediate feedback on whether or not there's been any impact on Anne's organs.
And while I'm gone, you can take a break and run some ads.
Oh, okay. Is that what we're supposed to do?
Yes.
Okay, well, then here it comes.
Podcasting services for On the Menu Radio are provided by ASP Station, www.aspstation.net.
Welcome back. You're listening to On the Menu with Ann and Peter Haig.
And are your organs humming yet?
No, I'm humming all over.
Okay.
And yes, and would like to also invite our listeners to email us on the menu at onthemenuradio.com and let us know if you try some of these products. It'd be interesting to get your reactions. And now, if you're not feeling healthy enough, we're moving on to another one of our favorites, Navitas Naturals. Yes, I was pronouncing it wrong before.
You were pronouncing it wrong. Now, what are Navitas Naturals, or shall we just find out?
Let's listen. You know what they are.
Well, On the Menu gets to travel and have a lot of fun and adventures. And everyone always says, oh, I wish we lived your life. Well, I found somebody whose life sounds even more exciting. That's Zach Adelman, the founder of Navitas Naturals. Welcome, Zach.
Well, thank you for having me on the show, Anne.
First of all, maybe you should explain the name. Why is your company called Navitas Naturals?
Navitas is a Latin word for energy, and I tried to choose a name that encompasses the products and the culture of the company. So we have very energizing types of foods and supplements available. So after researching different languages and different words and meanings, I settled in on Navitas.
Navitas, and I pronounced it wrong. Navitas Naturals.
It gets pronounced many, many different ways.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Navitas, Navitas. Yeah. It's pretty common, actually.
Now, you were probably doing something else before you started with this, right?
Yeah, I was actually just closing down or selling off a business that I had in Los Angeles, California, when my friend from Australia introduced me to a product called Maca that he had been working with down there for a couple of years after traveling to Peru. So I started getting involved with that product, and that was you know, our so-called flagship product.
Tell us about maca.
Maca is a very hardy root vegetable that grows in up in the Peruvian Andes at very high elevation, somewhere around 12 to 14,000 feet above sea level. It grows in very harsh conditions. As I said, it's a very hardy plant, and it provides nourishment to our endocrine system. So it increases energy and stamina, balances hormones, has a wide variety of applications due to the fact that it's adaptogenic to the body. It's been used since Incan times. They used to feed it to their livestock.
Could you talk up just a little bit?
Sure. It used to be used by the Incans to provide nourishment to their livestock, helped increase fertility and strength and stamina, as well as the Incan warriors would use it for the same types of applications.
Now, is it legal in Major League Baseball and Major League Football?
It really is just a root vegetable. All you're consuming. It's how it affects your endocrine system that gives you the positive attributes. So when I say it gives you extra energy, it's not like caffeine or ephedra, these so-called stimulants. It's more gives you a nourishing effect and thus giving you more energy and stamina throughout the day.
Well, you know, I said this is the power foods, natural power foods, is the right place to be right now. It's a major on-trend.
Absolutely. We're finding, you know, many, many different foods that fall into this category that's called power foods or superfoods, functional foods. And there's plenty of different products out there and many different companies that are getting involved with these types of products. We try to stay focused on organic functional foods or superfoods wherever possible. If they're not available organic, then we'll look at wildcrafted, and certainly they have to be 100% natural. No pesticides or herbicides or any kind of preservatives are used with our products.
Now, you've got a huge portfolio of products now. Having started with maca, there are some like, is it acai? That we became familiar with from other suppliers, but
sure.
why don't you just
and goji, he's got goji berries.
Goji, yep.
Yeah, why don't you just go through the whole range? I mean, it's an immense catalog, and I think it would be helpful for listeners if they understood the you know, the kinds of things that are available.
Yeah, I have to tell you, it passed our swim club poolside test. I distributed the trail mix and got solicited comments, and everybody loved it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah
we have very simple blends of trail mixes as some of our products. Maybe I'll just start with sort of how the product line evolved in order. After working with maca for the better part of 2 years, I started looking at other products that my customers were mainly bringing up to me that I should look to. The cacao or cocoa products were the next thing that we transitioned into, and pretty much simultaneously the goji berry. Cacao or cocoa is the natural bean or seed from the cocoa pod that all chocolate is made of. What we do a little bit differently than most chocolate companies is, one, we don't process it, so it's available in a raw form, and therefore has the highest natural occurring antioxidants and polyphenols. We have several different forms of cacao available, including the bean nibs, where we take the skin and remove the skin and grind into easy-to-consume nibs, cocoa, raw cocoa powder, which is a very chocolatey, unsweetened form of raw cacao, and as well as for manufacturing and baking purposes, we sell cocoa liquor or paste, it's called, as well as cocoa butter. So it's a pretty extensive line of cacao products, all very nutritious. And you'll see a lot of chocolate manufacturers, including Hershey's now, promoting the cacao content of their chocolate bars as being 80%, 90%, what have you, where our cacao products are all 100% pure, raw, unprocessed cacao. The next product that we transitioned into was the goji berry, which could very well be one of the most nutritious foods or dried fruits found on the market today. It's got excellent antioxidants, It's a complete protein. Is loaded with beta carotene and amino acids. It's been used in Chinese herbal medicine for generations and generations, all the way back to the Tang Dynasty. And they generally, how they consume it is making a tea out of the dried berries or fresh berries, where we found a source or helped work with a source to convert into certified organic dried goji berries. So they can literally be eaten out of the bag. They can be put into all kinds of different foods and cereals and granola.
Yeah, I do it on fruit for Peter.
Yeah, yeah. I had some sprinkled on my morning fruit this morning.
There you go. Or even salads. You know, we put them in our salads. So there's a wide variety of applications for the goji berry.
And the mulberries, white mulberries.
The mulberries and the ink and golden berries were two of our next products because we had such success with the goji berry, we figured we might as well look at other dried fruits. The mulberry is another antioxidant-rich dried fruit, very rich in vitamin C, and has a fairly high content of resveratrol, which is the antioxidant found in red wine and white wine.
So now we have a mulberry tree in the neighbor's yard, and we have mulberries all over our garden as a result.
But they're black.
They're black. Mode. Are they high in antioxidants too?
They're high in dirt content too because they've been on the ground.
Yeah, and you know, with the little tiny buds or seedlings or bulbs of the berries, they definitely need special handling as well.
Like what?
Just when you're processing them, they need to be carefully handled. Otherwise, they fall to pieces fairly easy. And there's only so much we can do to preserve that. So that's why a lot of the berries will end up in trail mixes in the end.
Yeah. Well, what my question to everybody who's marketing Power Foods is, how much of this? I mean, like pomegranate juice and all this. How much do you have to eat or drink, consume? In order to realize the advantages,
every product's going to have different so-called dosages, and one thing to keep in mind is that you are using foods, and if you're using many of a food, you'll probably get a good balance of the antioxidants, proteins, amino acids that are found naturally present in these products. You know, some products need as many as multiple tablespoons a day. Certainly the dried fruits and cacao products, you know, probably smaller amounts, just a couple of small handfuls a day. It really varies from product to product.
Yeah, there was one that was supposed to be good for prostate health, and I did read a quantity. They said 5 cups of whatever this was.
5 cups?
Yes.
That would seem like a lot of product to consume.
Well, this is what I was thinking. I cannot imagine men in general drinking 5 cups of something like this.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard enough for people to drink water in a day, let alone 5 cups of some type of food. But generally what I always say with my products is, you know, some people will think that the more they consume, the better it is, and that's not always the case. In moderation with a lot of these products, and using a good balance of them is probably best. That's why we're starting to do blends of our products, which we first did with our Trail Power Trail Mixes, and now we're doing with our Twister Power Smoothie Blends, taking some of the products, some of our best products, blending them together so you can use them fairly easily and readily. So I always say, you know, moderation is best with any types of these products. Certainly we have people that will use our maca product and start consuming multiple tablespoons a day. And, you know, I always recommend trying to find the lowest dosage possible that works for your body. They're all going to, everybody's body is going to react differently to the products. Start small and work your way up, and certainly, you know, don't use more than your body needs.
Now, when I introduced this subject, I said you had this exciting lifestyle. In my head, you go around and find obscure tribes and find out what they're eating. Is that true or not?
Obscure tribes?
Well, groups, ethnic groups.
Yeah, I'm not really out there searching indigenous cultures for their food.
That was the word I meant.
Yeah, I mean, I do travel to these regions and do meet with the people that are growing the products and certainly handling and drying the products is part of the process for us. But as I said, we're fortunate we have a very good, dedicated customer base that's educated and does bring us new ideas, as well as our suppliers are constantly showing us new and different products. We rely upon our suppliers a lot to introduce new products because these are generally the indigenous cultures that have been using these products for generations. So we still have a fairly long list of different foods that we can introduce to the market over the coming months and years.
Really?
Certainly there's many things that are undiscovered at this point.
In South America mainly? Or?
Most of our products are Central and South American. We do have some things that come in, like the mulberry comes in from Turkey, and the goji comes from China. But yeah, certainly most of our products we source are coming from Central and South America. Starting to look at products from more in Asia and even in Africa as well. So, but certainly our focus over the first 5 years of the business has been primarily Central and South American indigenous foods.
Wow. Well, this is all very exciting. And how about where does anybody buy this?
Certainly you can buy directly from us on our website, NavitasNaturals.com. You can go to Amazon.com and find most of our products there, as well as Whole Foods stores throughout the country, major independent natural food stores, and small mom-and-pop natural food stores around the country as well.
Well, it's all very exciting, and we're enjoying the products thoroughly.
I'm so damn healthy. I'm jumped out of my skin almost.
I haven't noticed that, Rabbit.
Okay. So. Yeah, well, what about if I didn't have any of it at all?
Yeah,
well, there you go. We all use the products here, and certainly it's a pretty extensive line of products to use every product every single day, but certainly you can rotate them in and out of your diet and choose your favorites. Certainly the mixes and blends are an easy way to consume all the products or some of the products together, so... that's kind of the direction we're going in the future.
Well, and is it good for kids?
Certainly, it's all good for kids. Of course, they take to the nuts and berries more than anything. Much easier to feed a child tasty berries and stuff than trying to get them to consume maca, which has quite a distinct flavor. My 4-year-old has eaten all the products for quite some time. He kind of takes it and leaves it at different times, but overall, he likes the flavor. So
well, that's great. Mm-hmm. Well, Zach, good luck to you. You don't need luck. You're very good at what you're doing.
A little bit of luck always helps.
Okay. And I thank you for talking to us.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show.
Right. Okay. And keep us posted.
All right, great. You guys take care. Thank you again.
Thank you, Zach. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, while all you listeners ponder the benefits of all the new superfoods available to us, I think it's time to take another pause.
Podcasting services for On the Menu Radio are provided by ASP Station, www.aspstation.net.
How are your organs with the ginger knives in your system?
I think, in general, the world must be very tired because they need so much energy. Functional beverages, functional foods.
Well, that's what this is. That's what our guest was saying, wasn't it?
Well, that's the trend. You can't get anywhere with any product that's not pure, natural, healthful. Now it's getting more local, and we have actually somebody local
What about that Navitas Natural stuff? I mean, that's got Peter's. That's affecting Peter's organs. Hopefully in a favorable fashion, because I've been getting it sprinkled on just about everything. I'm reminded of the song about the Tom Lehrer song. Sprinkle just a little bit on every banana split. That's what I'm getting on my morning fruit.
The guy who cut his mother-in-law up just fine And then sprinkled just a bit over
on
each banana
split. And those of you are not of our generation will say, Tom, who? He had a revival, but the revival was 15 years ago.
I think so.
So we discovered that our friends in Spain are great fans of his and had some of his more recent material. Those of you who care at all, Tom Lira was a math professor.
At Harvard.
At Harvard University, who on the side recorded some really amusing but rather sinful little lyrics. And, of course, we were great fans of his. And that, of course, has absolutely nothing to do with On the Menu Radio, but it just goes to show that when you join our program, you're likely to find just about anything.
And then also and, our buddy Carlin died.
And what just about, oh, yes, yep. Well, yeah, that's another story, I guess. And George probably can't be the subject of this program because otherwise we'd be off the airwaves.
Well, he had something to say about lamb. He wanted to know why when it rains, sheep didn't shrink.
Yeah, which, of course, has absolutely nothing to do with anything. Okay. Because
we're going on to now. We've been doing health foods, healthful foods, and superfoods. And now the next one's a slight indulgence.
It's a really fascinating snack food, and for those of you,
the story is very good.
And for those of you listeners in the Pittsburgh area, it's even close to home. In fact, the funniest thing was that after we recorded this interview, which was done a few weeks ago, Whole Foods in the East End was having a special day highlighting local producers. Who wouldn't be there down in the food aisle next to the meat department, the first person I saw, but the young lady from Amanda Rico, and she said, "Hi, Peter," and I, of course, didn't know what she looked like. But she knew what I looked like because she'd seen our mugshot on the website.
Yeah.
So if you've always wondered, what does this Ann and Peter people look like anyway, all you have to do is go to www.onthemenuradio and you'll be surprised. Or pleased. or whatever. but you will know what we look like, and what that means is when we meet you in the street, we won't know who you are, but you must introduce yourself to us because you'll know who we are. And apropos of absolutely nothing, it's time to get on to the interview with Amanda Rico.
We're talking to Stephanie Santoso, who has a very interesting product. Her company is called Amanda Rico, which means what, Stephanie?
It means peaceful spirit in Sanskrit, actually. So,
did I pronounce it correctly?
Yeah, the company, it's Amanda Rico.
Mm-hmm. Amanda Rico, okay. And you have a fascinating background. I mean, your whole family history is interesting.
Our family background is pretty diverse, I guess you could say. I was born here in the U.S., but both my mother and my father are they're Indonesian, and I'm Indonesian, of course. But they grew up in Indonesia. Our family originally, though, several generations back, is from southern China. So we have a bit of the Chinese influence as well as Indonesian, and then because Indonesia was under the Dutch occupation for several hundred years, we have that influence as well.
Now, do these wonderful delicacies that you sent us that we sampled so deliciously, are they part of that tradition, or did you invent them?
Actually, it was of our own invention. My mom is a self-taught baker and cook, and so she, you know, growing up was very influenced by a mixture of cuisines from China and Indonesia and Dutch. Dutch, as you probably know, their pastries are very, very good as well. They're delicious, and so those were all influences, but the actual recipe and the actual cookie are something that my mom and I came up with together.
And call them cupolas.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they don't. I guess they look a little bit like a cupola, but a cupola is a sort of a different thing. So perhaps you can let us know how you came up with this delicious name.
Sure. Well, we were looking for a name for the cookie, and we just, because there was no cookie out there quite like it, we didn't exactly know what to call it. And you know, my mom and I both have an appreciation for architecture, and we like to travel, and we knew that some of the world's most beautiful buildings, just historical buildings, have the cupolas on top, just the domes that that sit atop the U.S. Capitol building or the Taj Mahal, And we thought that the cookies just, we were in the kitchen one day and we thought that they had such a stark resemblance when we were actually making them, when we were making the cookies from the batter, based on the batter. And we thought, you know, the name just sort of rolls off the tongue and there's alliteration there and it's simple and easy to remember.
Well, now, why don't you explain exactly what they are? Because they're rather unusual, I think, is a fair way to describe them.
Well, they're two things. The cupola cookies and the cupola clouds, one sweet and the other savory.
Yes.
Could you explain more? They sort of melt in your mouth.
Sure. They're very light. We decided that when my mom and I started this, our business, that we wanted to specialize in all-natural, healthy baked goods. So we wanted to keep all of our baked goods as healthy as possible. And the cupola cookies are made primarily out of egg whites and garbanzo bean flour. We found that garbanzo bean flour is just really high in protein and high in fiber, and it makes a great base for a cookie. The cookies...
How did you figure that out?
You know, we did a lot of experimenting in the kitchen. I guess we're sort of, I don't know if we would call ourselves scientists, or probably not scientists, but we do like to experiment in the kitchen like a scientist, I guess, would like to experiment in the lab. But I think we, you know, honestly, I think we stumbled across garbanzo bean flour in probably the aisle of Whole Foods or another health food store. And we just decided to try it out and see if, you know, it could be used in, you know, in our existing recipes. And then once we did that, we decided we would try and come up with a new recipe to, you know, factor in the garbanzo bean flour, just because it was so healthy and it has a really great flavor.
You have in the sweet, the cookies, you have chocolate cashew, espresso walnut, and chai pistachio. And then in the clouds, you have smoked gouda and parmesan pink peppercorn.
But there's a point we're not quite getting across. I think these are sort of like little pillows. They're like little baby meringues, right? Because they have egg white in them and they fluff up nicely, so that they're featherweight in your hand. And then they sort of explode with flavor in your mouth when you suck on them, just like a meringue.
Exactly, they're very light, and they go great with they're created to be eaten with coffee, tea, or a really nice glass of wine. And you're right, when you bite into one, they're sort of crispy on the outside, and I guess the longer you sort of eat it, it kind of dissolves. They're very light. They're not too filling, but they're really full of flavor.
And they're only 9 calories a piece.
Mm-hmm. They're 11 calories a piece.
11.
For the,
Yeah, you're thinking about Mary's Gone Crackers. They're not,
I love Mary's Gone Crackers.
You like Mary's Gone Crackers?
They're delicious. They're really good.
We interviewed her in the program. She's a cool lady.
They're pretty addictive, I have to admit.
So you're really into little snacks and things, huh?
Yes, I think just right now there's such a return back to, you know, eating things that taste great but that are, you know, healthy for you. And there's a lot out there if you just sort of take the time to look through the store aisles, you know, your local health food store or Whole Foods. And
could I ask the question, is it natural for you and your mother to work together on this, setting up this company? But how do you, you've been taking your products around to fancy food shows. It's a huge jump from just doing something in your kitchen to having this online store selling all natural baked goods.
Sure. Well, I think we're trying to do it gradually. But it is, there's definitely, what we've learned is there is a pretty, there's a pretty big learning curve there. We've really tried to use a lot of the resources, that are made available, to small businesses, especially food producers. We've been working with several consultants with the Small Business Development Center at the University of Pittsburgh, and they've been wonderful about helping us sort of chart out a path for our business strategy. But it can get overwhelming at times, but it's a lot of fun, and it's been so rewarding, and it's to see people really take to your product and to really enjoy it. I don't think there's anything that could be as rewarding as that. I mean, to know that you're providing something nourishing and something good that somebody can really enjoy it's just really a pleasure.
Well, this is a great story. Now let's give our listeners the really important information, which is how you lay your hands on some of these wonderful little pillows of wonderful flavor.
Mm-hmm, sure. You could actually go to our website. It's www.amandariko.com, and we do sell both the Kubla cookies and the Kubla clouds through our online store. And we also on our website have a list of our current retailers that carry our products. We're currently in 7 states, so primarily in Pennsylvania, but also Connecticut, Virginia, Massachusetts, Maryland, and California, and New York as well. We're carried in a variety of specialty food stores and health food stores and coffee shops.
Well, this is a wonderful story. Thank you so much for joining us. And listeners, line up and get some of these. I mean, they're delicious. Taste Street. They're only 11 calories each, and they go with a glass of wine too. So what could possibly be wrong with all of this? And of course, earlier in the day, you can have it with coffee.
And Stephanie, we look forward to seeing you at the Fancy Food Show in New York.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's now pause and then move on to additional interviews.
And we'll see you on the other side.
Podcasting services for On the Menu Radio are provided by ASP Station, www.aspstation.net.
Here we are again. Let me give you our email address one more time. It's onthemenu@onthemenuradio.com. And we look forward to hearing from you. Next up, we're going to be talking to somebody who is representing a company that makes products to liven up your grilling. And it's also natural. It's called Amish Naturals. And we actually like this product. Peter's the griller. Peter, do you like this product?
Oh, yeah. Well, they actually have a range of products. They have a range of what they call sauces, which you sort of dribble on after you've cooked something. They have
marinades.
Well, they're not really marinade. They're more like mopping sauces. But I actually did use one of them the other day as a day-long marinade on some lamb chops. And,
oh, that
and,
was very good.
And was kind enough to say that the result turned out very, very well. The neat part about it is the products are natural, and they are actually made substantially by people from a sizable Amish community in the state of Ohio. So it's all good things and all part of a great plan for society that these people get to work in this way. They bring their products to market the new American way, but they're made the old American way, which is, I think, just a terrific combination.
On the Menu wants to welcome Stacy DeHaas. Is that the correct pronunciation, Stacy?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and you are the executive chef of Amish Naturals. And
I am.
Yeah, and we found this product at we didn't know what to expect when we got the PR announcement about how this would revolutionize our grilling this summer. But we found this product to be really interesting. And we're counting on you to tell us a little bit about how it's developed and why it's called Amish Naturals. Naturals. This is actually a mouthful, isn't it? Amish Naturals. Okay.
It is. It's kind of a hard one to say, but I'm glad you were pleased with the product because, like you said, a lot of people don't know what to expect when, you know, they're getting a natural or organic product. And all of our products, whether it's the pasta or the sauces like you're talking about or our baked goods like granola, all of those products are made with the wholesome traditional methods of the Amish. So you'll obviously, from now on, be able to associate that with high quality and really, really great taste.
Well, you certainly represent them very well. You are a trained chef.
I am, yes, ma'am. I went to Johnston Wales in Charlotte for my culinary school.
And what is your role as executive chef in producing these products?
My role is basically to take the products and, you know, show people how to make them. Show the housewives or the soccer moms or, you know, the weekender chefs how to make the products and how to take them home and really enjoy them for their meals and, you know, just how to cook them for their family and get the best possible result out of our products.
Now, describe a little bit the kind of product that's under your company.
We've got so many. We started out as a pasta company, so
yeah,
that was about 2 years ago.
Good too.
Yes,
we have
pasta. We've got organic pastas, so we have fettuccines, pennes, and spaghettis in six different flavors. And then we also have, which I'm very excited about, we've got sauces, which would be anything from salad dressings to jams and spreads to barbecue sauces, which is really, really hot this time of year, and granolas, very wonderful homemade Amish-style granolas, which are great for breakfast or on your ice cream in the evening or really any recipe you can think of.
Now, this is Peter. Just for a second. Now, these products are made by Amish people, but are they really Amish recipes?
You know, we actually took, with the pastas especially, I like to think it's a blend of the Italian traditions and the Amish traditions just to make a new and exciting product. And when you taste our pastas, which I hope that you have,
we have indeed, and they're really excellent.
Yeah, they've got a really wonderful flavor, but what sets them most apart is the texture. You know, you can cook them and they stay al dente, and they're just a really high-quality flavored pasta.
Right.
Well, now the sauces come in. There are sort of different parts of the range. I mean, there's a series of horses. I mean, there's a series of sauces, not horses.
I'm thinking of
the Amish with their three horses and the plow behind.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No, I was in Lancaster County in 1972, and somebody said, you have to go to Lancaster County, you won't believe it. And it was the spring, and all the Amish were out with their three-horse teams. And as they probably do the same in Ohio, they actually, the plowman walks behind the three horses. He walks. He doesn't sit on a plow. He walks behind.
And actually, I've seen up to eight horses across, and it's not just a plowman like you would picture an older Amish gentleman doing that. They've got third graders out there with, you know, three, four, five, six horse teams pulling the plow
and making
the family farm work and run. And this time of year is my favorite, just to see that and see how, you know, really traditional and wholesome the Amish community is.
But let's go back to the sauces. There's a series of hot sauces going all the way from mild to insanely hot, I forget the name, and then you have a jerk sauce, and then you have some others. So just identify those different types for us, if you would.
We've got the barbecue sauces are really unique flavors, and my personal favorite is the apple butter barbecue, which, you know, you start with a little bit of a sweet, and then it finishes a little spicy. And then we've got a raspberry chipotle and a few other flavors that, you know, whatever your family's craving or if they like hot or mild or in between, you know, they're really, really palatable, and they'll please just about anyone. And you can do those with chicken wings or just plain chicken or, you know, be creative and find a new recipe you want to try.
Now, some are marinades, too, as well? Or are they all?
We've got a lot of different things. The salad dressings, I like to use either, I use the bacon dressing for pasta salad, or there's a really great summer tomato and sweet onion dressing that you can use as a marinade or in a salad. And actually, on AmishNaturals.com, you can see all the recipes that I'm creating and using and having fun with that week. I take photos of and post on my blog. So there's a lot of really great recipe ideas there.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah. So the barbecue sauces are what we might call a mopping sauce, right?
Right. You could call it a mopping sauce.
You spread it on the meat while it's cooking, whereas the dressings are you can use in a variety of different ways. And I think we have some ketchup, too.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought up the ketchup. I love the Amish Heritage ketchups. There is the jalapeno ketchup, which, like with our sauces, it's sweet and then hot. And then the homestyle ketchup, which I eat every morning, or as much as I can, on an egg sandwich. And
oh, that's
so good. It's so flavorful and just so simple, and I love it.
Now, you yourself are not Amish, and you said 75% of your employees are?
Yes, they are. And, you know, it's often questioned. You know, we've got large production facilities, and our pastas are sold nationwide. You know, how can we bring it back to the Amish? But it's all the Amish folks at the plant and at the factory making the product and just making sure that they have their care and craftsmanship that go into the products.
So that's why it's called Amish
Naturals.
Okay.
Very good. And the production location is a part of Ohio where there are a lot of Amish people?
Yes, actually, here in Holmesville, Ohio, our county is the largest population of Amish people in the country. So it's often confused with Pennsylvania in the Lancaster area, but we've actually got more. So we boast that quite a bit.
Well, I mean, I must say that it's right on the mark for what everybody's looking for right now. Flavor, but purity, and natural, of course.
Definitely. A lot of people want to know where their food comes from and, you know, what they're eating, and so, you know, they can bring it back to the Amish culture and, you know, natural and organic products.
Do you have a website?
We do. It's www.amishnaturals.com, and you can purchase products there or read up on our story and, like I said, get recipes, and it's a really in-depth website to tell you everything you need to know.
Now, I've seen the products also on the shelf at a local Holt Foods Market. For listeners nationwide, do you have a... You know, find a shop in your area that stocks our products?
Yes, we do. A store locator online. You can type in your zip code, and, you know, if you live in Iowa or Indiana or anywhere, you can find a store in your local area.
Well, Stacy, you sound like you're having a good time.
I'm actually just about to cook some pasta up now, so that's what makes me happy.
Well, what kind of sauce are you going to put on it, Stacy?
Actually, it's summertime, so I'm going to throw in some really nice fresh grape tomatoes and a really light sauce since it's hot outside, and I want to sort of refresh with a nice fiber-rich penne.
Great.
But it's not even lunchtime.
I start early. Since I write the recipes, I have to do it slow and take the photos and sort of take my time. So.
Hey, you're making us hungry. We might have to go down and make a ketchup sandwich.
Well, you know what? It would taste good. I can guarantee that.
Oh, great.
Well, Stacy, thank you so much for joining us. And will we see you at the Fancy Food Show in New York?
I don't think we're scheduled this year, but you can definitely keep an eye out for our products at your local stores.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Stacy.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Keep having fun.
Next up on the menu, something that might sound like it doesn't really fit into the natural category, and that's a range of...
Synthetic sponges, cellulose.
Cellulose, but there are some natural
Not
ingredients
cellulite.
In there, too. I mean, they're natural. There's natural loofah in there. But the common thread, as the founder of the company is quick to point out, is that this may not be all natural, but it is all green.
It is green, eco-friendly, green.
And that's really important. So let's hear it from Twist.
On the Menu is looking to learn something new today. And we're talking to Brian Ross, who is the CEO and co-founder of a company that manufactures green, as in eco-friendly, sponges. And the name of the company is Twist. Is that right, Brian?
Yes.
And let's bring me up to speed on this. First of all, how did you get into this sponge issue?
Well, we started the company about 2 years ago, my business partner and I, Egil Weigert. And Egil is originally from Norway, and his family had used cloth there all his growing up. And we recognized that no one in the United States was selling this product. And it's a great product. It's basically a replacement for paper towels. One European sponge cloth is equal to 17 rolls of paper towels, and it's also 100% biodegradable.
Now, how does that happen? I mean, why is it like that? And how do you move from one to the other without having it transfer bacteria and stuff?
Basically, the bacteria issue, it's like a sponge, but it's just a much thinner version of it. And the best thing you can do if you're concerned about bacteria is you can get it slightly damp and microwave it for 2 minutes, and that will kill any bacteria in it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Dishwasher or even your clothes washer, and that will kill all the bacteria as well.
Now, what were you doing before, Brian? Whatever you were doing, it seems like a non sequitur to go to manufacturing and marketing sponges, but
right.
Perhaps there's a clue.
Started quite a few different companies, all in the natural products industry. So I was a co-founder of Oregon Chai. I was also a co-founder of Organic Vintners, which is the largest importer of organic wine in the United States. And I was the VP of Sales and Marketing at Izzy Beverage Company.
Oh, we know Izzy. Yeah,
that's a great product.
I was wonderful.
Yeah.
So you're sort of like a serial entrepreneur with a tendency towards green?
Yeah, towards natural, friendly products. And, you know, this one category. So as I said, my business partner is from Norway, and, we started looking at this idea of this product, and we realized that there's really a much bigger opportunity here besides just the European sponge cloth, which is environmentally friendly cleaning tools. So it is basically a replacement for the conventional chamois. It's made from 82% bamboo and 18% corn, and it's
100%
biodegradable as well. And we have 7 or 8 other new products coming out in the fall and the end of the year, all related to environmentally friendly cleaning tools.
And is the market paying attention to you, Brian?
The market reception has been great.
Well, you're right on target for what everybody's interested in now.
Well, no, I just wondered because I observe Anne when she's cleaning up and our son when they're cleaning up, and instinctively the first thing they do is reach for a paper towel, and that's a behavior that that you're trying to change. And I just wondered how successful you were being. And you say, well, we sure think we are.
You know, we've been getting lots of great press. And we've been doing demos in different stores, and it's just been different consumers have been really attracted to the product, and the retail stores have also been really receptive to our products.
Now, what are some of the channels that you're using?
So we're national with Whole Foods.
Oh, so we're in Whole Foods.
Are going to be in all of Williams-Sonoma's stores.
That's okay. Very
right. Well, you're in. Well, you're in the right places then.
Yeah, and we're in lots of other great natural food stores, and we're slowly getting into mass market grocery stores as well. So.
Oh, that's really terrific. I wouldn't have thought of it. You and your partner must be pretty smart.
I don't know if smart's the best word to describe us, but we're definitely working real hard. So
is there a secret to the name Twist?
We had a lot of different name ideas, and we ultimately found Twist to be the most interesting, and I think it describes in a nuanced way what we're trying to do here.
Well, why don't we just go down the array of products, because we've talked a little bit. We've talked mostly about the paper towel replacement, but you've got several other, I guess, task-specific kinds of sponge products?
Correct. So another product that we have is the loofah sponge, and this is actually our most popular product right now. What we did here is we replaced the sponge side with our naked sponge, which is the first dye-free cellulose sponge in the world. And we replaced the plastic scrubby with loofah. And I don't know if you know what loofah is.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about it before we came on the air. Both Anne and I grew up in households that used loofahs in the shower or the bathtub.
Right. So
you can grow it, can't you?
What's that?
I mean, somebody was telling me he was growing it. Can you grow it, like in a houseplant?
You can. It's in the part of the gourd family.
Oh, my.
And you can actually make loofah stew.
I'm not sure that I would quite go. Some of the associations with dirty bathwater just don't quite sing with that.
But it's a great product. In Central America, people have been using loofah for many, many years to clean their pots and pans. And I've always just kind of thought that the plastic scrubbies are kind of gross. Touching them gives me a weird feeling. So combining the loofah sponge, I think it's just a great product, and it cleans pots and pans really nicely, and it looks better in your kitchen sink over time. And
now, you've also got a rectangular thin sponge that has sort of the corners rounded off.
Yes, that's the Euro sponge, and that sponge is basically a thicker, smaller version of the European sponge cloth.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it soaks. I did notice it really sort of soaked up stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly what I used it for without even knowing that that's what it was supposed to be for.
Yeah, so, and that performs more like a conventional sponge with just a really great absorbency rate.
Uh-huh.
So a nice product as well. And then we have the Naked Sponge, which I mentioned before, which is the first dye-free cellulose sponge in the world. And, you know, also just a nice high absorbency product.
Okay, now what's this bamboo cloth? I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, so the bamboo cloth, we are launching it this summer. And
everything's coming out of bamboo,
so we don't have one yet. That's why we don't have one.
We don't have one. It's not launched.
We'll have it, though, at the Fancy Food Show. So
oh, good. Well, we'll see you there. That's good.
Yeah.
Are you going to be in the natural products division section?
No. We're mixed in, with other booths. So there's no real...
Uh-huh. And you're going to... You have 9 others lined up, you said?
We have 7 or 8 other new products coming out this fall as well, yes.
I didn't know you could have that many variations on the sponge theme.
Hey, these guys are great, man. I mean, they're serial entrepreneurs. They're a brilliant businessman. We can't wait to hear what's coming next. But in the meantime, keep up the great work, Brian, and thank you so much for joining the program today.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks. And we'll see you at the Fancy Food Show.
Looking forward to it.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Are you going to race me to the kitchen to try a sponge?
No, I was just going to say it's time to end another program. Somehow or other, we exceeded our hours a lot, but one more time. I don't know how we did that. But
I don't know how we did
We think we had fun. We hope you all had fun, too, and that you'll join us again same time, same place next week.
Bye-bye.